Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week. After the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, Haiti has asked for foreign troops to be sent to the country to protect key infrastructure. The request was sent by the government to the US and the UN, but the US says it has no plans to offer military assistance at this time. Haitian police earlier said a group of 28 foreign mercenaries killed the president on Wednesday. After a gun battle in the capital, Port-au-Prince, 17 of them were detained. Some of the group, which Haiti says included retired Colombian soldiers, were held at the house they were using, others after entering Taiwan's diplomatic compound, the police said. Three suspects were killed by police and eight others are still being sought. Although the US will not offer troops, it said on Friday it was sending FBI and Department of Homeland Security officials to Haiti to help in the investigation. The UN Security Council would have to approve any plan to send international troops to Haiti under UN auspices. The killing has triggered some civil unrest in Haiti, the poorest nations in the Americas.
From the period of the 1950s to the 1980s, bought corrupt regimes, the Duvalier regime, and subsequent incompetent, chaotic leadership. Of course, you had the natural disasters, the 2010 earthquake, which again, the country has not recovered from.
A state of emergency remains in force across the country, and it is unclear who is in effective charge of the country's government. And next.
President Biden hints that he will be sending a message to Vladimir Putin after a ransomware attack believed to be of Russian origin. Up to 1,500 companies worldwide were hit, including hundreds in the U.S. by a group that's demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. The president gave no details on how he will respond.
This week, President Joe Biden has told President Vladimir Putin the U.S. will take any necessary action to stop cyber attacks from Russia. Friday's calls between Mr. Putin and Mr. Biden follows their meeting last month in Geneva. It also comes amid an increase in attacks, including one that disabled 1,500 companies this month. However, critics argue that the administration now needs to do more. A reporter asked Mr. Biden after the long-hour phone call if Russia would face consequences, and he said, yes. So far, Moscow denied US claims they had contacted the Russians repeatedly about the cyber attacks in the past month.
And now I think the administration has to respond more forcefully. At a minimum, they should give us more information about who these people are. Second, they could indict them. If they're criminals, let's call them criminals. Let's indict them as criminals.
After Friday's call, however, the Kremlin said the US had not contacted Moscow about the cyber attacks. The Kremlin statement added that both sides supported further cooperation of cybersecurity, which Russia said must be permanent, professional, and non-politicized, and should be conducted via special communication channels and with respect to international law. Ransomware attacks, where criminal syndicates hijack companies' data and demand payments for its return, have exploded in recent years. According to the US, many of the worst attackers come from Russia and often operate with tactic knowledge and even approval from Russian security services. A White House readout of the call states that both sides agreed to a deal that will see more humanitarian aid for Syria, signifying that the two leaders see opportunities for cooperation despite tensions over cyberspace. And finally, the Taliban have captured major border crossings with Iran and Turkmenistan in a sweeping offensive across northern Afghanistan, officials say. The militants say they seized two key border towns, Islam Qala near Iran and Turgundi bordering Turkmenistan. Video footage appears to show Taliban forces taking down the Afghan flag from the roof of a border customs office. The Taliban are rapidly retaking land across Afghanistan as the US-led mission removes the last of its troops. Taliban officials say their fighters have taken control of 85% of territory in Afghanistan, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. Other estimates have put the amount of territory the Taliban controls at more than a third of the country's 400 districts, including an arc of land from the Iranian border in the west to the frontier with China on the other side of the country. The Americans, earlier this week, quietly departed from Bagram Airfield, a sprawling base that was the center of US operations in Afghanistan and once held tens of thousands of troops. US President Joe Biden defended his administration's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan after 20 years of war. And when asked about his view on the Taliban, this is what he said.
Will you amplify that question, please? Will you amplify your answer, please, why you don't trust the Taliban?
It's a silly question. Do I trust the Taliban? No. But I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, who is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war. Yes, ma'am.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban continue, but the talks have regularly stalled and failed to progress significantly. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.